City for Moravian every day from 9 to 5 for prayer. And if there are other people in the building, just be sure to keep some physical distance between you. But our services not only stream on Facebook, but we're also going to be posting the audio on our webpage. And if you know of someone who doesn't have Facebook or audio capabilities, you may order CDs of the service, and that's all free of charge. Our Door County Fire Chiefs have set up a website where you can sign up to assist the county, and we're also building a website for the faith community, and that should be online in a few days. We're going to send to all our members some ideas for fellowship, and also if you would like to be a lay reader, if you're going stir crazy in your house and you'd like to come out and be a lay reader for a service, we certainly would invite you to do that. We just ask that you be symptom free. As our fire chief, Chris Heck, said, we're in a marathon, not a sprint. And we're hoping that we will all get through this together. And if you have any needs, please feel free to either email or call me, and we will help out as much as we possibly can. For our prelude, Colin will be playing Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which is properly translated, Jesus, Stay With Me, Dearest Friend.
For the week is taken from Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
We're going to be singing an ancient hymn of the Moravian Church. This is a hymn that has been sung during joyful times and difficult times. And if you're singing at home with us, if you're able, we'd like you to stand, because at the last verse, we leap. So let us sing, "Jesus Makes My Heart Rejoice." I'm grateful for people who brought the lovely plant into church. I'm grateful for the treats that we will have in our time of fellowship. Our tradition is that we have a time of fellowship after every worship service. Well, one of our little ones decided that she wanted to provide that for us today. So we've set the table 6 feet apart so that we are all safe, and we're having cupcakes, which are courtesy of Quinley and her mom and dad. And she made a little poster for us that says, "Thank you for your helping hands." And so we're so delighted for some beautiful sentiments from our young ones today. And I'm also thankful for words from my friend Corey. She writes this: "We are living in unprecedented times. It is frightening and it is extraordinary, both because we are here together on this earth at this time, many of us claiming, honoring, and living the truly pragmatic nature of God with us. In these times, I am reminded of my love for the hymn, 'Savior, like a shepherd, lead us,' especially the last verse. Early, let us seek your favor. Early, let us do your will. Precious Lord and only Savior, with your love our spirits fill. Blessed Jesus, you have loved us, love us still." And as ever, Paul's words to the church at Ephesus still speak to us today. "For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Let us live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true." Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful that we can be here today in your presence, and by extension, all those who are in their homes that are worshiping you today in every corner of this nation and throughout the world. We are so grateful. We're grateful for the love of kindred spirits. We're grateful for the company of the saints. We bring before you today all those who are suffering. We bring before you today all those who are frightened. We bring before you today all the doctors and nurses, the medical workers that are striving to keep us healthy and safe. We ask that you would fill them with your spirit. Give them strength beyond themselves. Calm their fears. We pray for all areas of our government who are working diligently to stem the tide of this pandemic. We ask that you would be with them, that you would grant them wisdom and strength. We ask that you would be with all of those who feel the terrible sense of being alone today. And we ask that your presence would surround them and lift them up. Loving Father, we thank you that although doors are shuttered, that we cannot escape, nor would we want to, from your presence within us. And we invite your presence here today. For we ask it in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to be singing a lovely hymn entitled Panis Angelicus, which is translated Bread of Angels. And part of the translation is this: We beseech you that you will visit us as we worship you. Lead us through your ways, we who wish to reach the light in which you dwell.
Oh, respirabilis.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. There are two things you have to know when I talk about Psalm 23, and the first is about the psalm itself. It is not a psalm of somebody on their deathbed. It is not a funeral psalm. I know we love it at funerals, but that was not the purpose. And the person who wrote it was not at the end of his life saying, oh, I'm at the valley of the shadow. This was a young person who wrote this about the shepherd in his life. Now, the second thing you have to know is something about me as I tell you this story. I am directionally challenged. I can get lost in a mall. I'm the one that if you see me standing by a directory, I'm the one who's looking at the mall directory, and I'm looking at the sign that says, you are here, and then I'm looking around to see where I am and which stores are around and then trying to figure it out. So everybody else just glances at the directory and goes away, not me. When you tell me go north or south or east or west, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have to be told turn left here, turn right here, and even then sometimes I get mixed up. I flunked map reading skills. Now, in today's day and age, it's a lot simpler for me because I have GPS. There have been times that I've gotten lost with GPS. And I've gotten the GPS so confused it stopped talking to me because I keep going around and around in circles. Then I have my phone, so I call my husband, who after he picks himself off the floor laughing, will direct me home. But the story I'm about to tell you is before GPS. It's before even MapQuest, before I had a cell phone. I was called one day. This is when I was living in Maryland, to go to Washington, D.C., to a place called St. Elizabeth's Hospital. Many of you might have heard the name of that hospital. And I was asked to visit a woman who was on the forensic unit of that hospital. That means she did something illegal, and the police picked her up and brought her to St. Elizabeth's. She was a Moravian. And she wanted a Moravian minister to come and bring her communion and pray with her. I don't know how she got my number, but I said I would come. Now, being so directionally challenged and going to Washington, D.C., which is not on a grid, it's on circles. And I've been known to go around in circles in Washington, D.C. I said to my husband, you're going to have to give me very precise directions to get to this hospital. And he did. Now, I mean so precise as, now when you get out of our driveway and you back out, this is the way you go. And so I looked over the directions and I followed them turn by turn, and I got there perfectly. I walked into the hospital and the first thing that hit me was that the waiting room was all metal chairs. I've never seen anything like it. I asked to bring in my communion kit, and they thought I was bringing in a bomb. They inspected it. I don't think they allowed me in with that communion kit. I had to leave it because, after all, you know, bread and grape juice might be, I don't know, weaponized. As I walked into that area, I saw many patients. There was no one in a straitjacket or restrained because they were all medically restrained. I could see the vacant look on their faces. I was brought to a rather dowdy looking room with one TV in it, and it was their reception room. And I met the lady, and I could see the vacant look in her face. I said my prayers with her, I talked to her, I tried to give her encouragement, but you can imagine how that felt. I walked out of there with the despair of that place seeping within me. I despaired for this woman. I despaired for the people in that place. And so I had to make my sad journey home. Well, my husband, who had given me wonderful directions, you would think that it would have been easy for me, you know, if you get directions to a place, then you just reverse them. I don't know how to do that. So I started out okay, but within four turns, I was completely lost. I mean, completely lost. So here I am, depressed, despairing, and completely lost. I found myself by the Washington, D.C. monuments. I knew that I was really off course, but had no way to change that. So I thought, well, I'll turn around. But if I was in the left lane, all the signs said no turning left. So then I get in the right lane and the sign would say no turning right. And so I completely was freaking out. And then I saw a sign that said, welcome to Virginia. Now, I lived in Maryland. This was not a good sign. So I turned around. And somehow, I managed to get to Rock Creek Park in Maryland. I didn't know I was in the park until I entered, and then it felt like I was in a maze, and the park circles up. There's a hill that goes up. So I just followed it up, and all of a sudden, it was like God opened my eyes, because it was a beautiful, crisp fall day. The foliage was at its peak. And as I went up that hill, I could see the sun dappling through the trees, the rays, the beams of sunlight. And I started gasping in awe as I'm watching this. And of course, being that it's a park, you're going 10 miles an hour. So I had time to look around and ooh and ah. And I got to the top and I could feel my soul just lifting up. And I figured, well, at some point I'll have to ask directions if I can't get out of here. But somehow after I got to the top and started winding my way down, I found some landmarks and got home. But when I walked through the door, I was no longer in despair. I was no longer depressed. I felt joy and peace just being alive. And I thought of that scripture, he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. He leads me beside still waters. All those wonderful images of Psalm 23 came to me. And I thought to myself, sometimes God has to take us off the path we're on and get us someplace else, get our heads straight. And boy, do we need that today, because I have to tell you the kind of path I'm on today. I'm on a path of anxiety. I phoned up my child who is in the Chicago area, and he was telling me how he was on the line at the supermarket and it took him a half an hour just to check out. And then he couldn't get all he needed, so he might go back into those crowds. And this mother freaked out. Now, not over the phone, because, you know, I have a grown child. So I said, well, you might want to think of coming up here to shelter in place. But just think about it. And then I sicked my husband on him because I was really getting ramped up. And I said, maybe you should call him. So Bob, in all his authority, said, you need to pack up your bags and come home. But you are an adult, so you make up your mind. And I thanked him for that. He said, I can't have you crazy, dear. And my son said to me about an hour later, We've decided to shelter in place here, not with you, but where we are. And we'll be careful, Mom. If you are a parent, you understand what I'm talking about. The anxiety when your grown children are away from you and you still think of them as little. If you have aged parents, you know the anxiety of them being maybe in a nursing home or someplace where you cannot get to them and you're told you can't. We're all on a road of anxiety. And we need to take this psalm out of the funeral homes and take it to ourselves, because God has to get us on a different path, a path of peace, a path beside still waters. Perhaps we should say this psalm every day before we get up and know that we are safe and secure in the arms of the Good Shepherd. Would you pray with me? Lord, I thank you that you lead us in those paths of righteousness, that you lead us beside streams of still waters, that you give us good pasture, that when the shadow of death is upon us, that we can walk through that valley with you. Thank you for your ever present love and compassion. Still our hearts and minds this day and for the days ahead. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Colin is going to play for a postlude, War March of the Priests by Felix Mendelssohn. Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.